Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure there's come a time in your life when you've asked yourself this question: what skills do I need to succeed, to achieve the goals that I want in my life and my career? Achieving your life and career goals requires clarity first about what skills you need, because the skills that you currently possess will be the ceiling to what you'll be able to accomplish. And so you need a clear pathway to bridge any gaps that exist. But first you need to know what those gaps are. So let's explore how you can accurately identify your strengths and then your areas for improvement, and then take real steps toward your goals. Because there is a process that works extremely well, and it's very simple: prepare and then grow. Well, what is that preparation on an individual basis? Well, it's developing new skills. It's learning new things. It's opening up your mind to becoming more growth mindset oriented. I want to share a story with you. I've worked with all generations in helping people identify and grow their skills and their competencies and help them achieve their goals, both in life and in their careers. Over the past few years, I've had the opportunity to meet and work with a number of individuals in the millennial and Gen Z generation. So think 20s to early 40s as that age range. One of the most common questions I hear from these individuals is, what skills do I need to succeed? Which is the title of this episode. This is a great question. And frankly, I wish older generations would be asking the same question, because learning and development only stops because you stop it yourself. You can grow your skills. You can learn more. We know our brains have this thing called neuroplasticity that allows us to continue learning our entire lifetime if we let that happen, if we're intentional about that. So I always start in an answer to that question: what skills do I need to succeed? The first one is a growth mindset. That skill alone opens the pathway to a lifetime of growth and skill development. So I want to share specifically two different people, just a short portion of their story. The first is a PhD in their respective industry, and they have a very strong set of skills in the technical and organizational, or what I call hard skills, side of things. This person started with a growth mindset, which is fantastic. So it provided a great starting point for us to develop more of their soft skills. And I'll define soft skills a little bit more as we go. But just when I say soft skills, don't think, oh, lower value skills, because it's actually the opposite. The soft skills are skills like leadership, communication, emotional intelligence. And we know that high emotional intelligence people tend to be far more successful in both their jobs, their careers, and in their life. So that's what we mean by soft skills. And their willingness to learn and grow, even when it was not comfortable, opened up new areas of development for them. So as I said before, leadership, emotional intelligence, conversational intelligence, setting good boundaries. These were specific areas I worked with with this individual to help them get where they wanted to go in their life and in their job, in their career. And that really provided real impact and real ROI as they are finding greater success and greater satisfaction. And that's when I celebrate, because when I see somebody really grasp these things and learn and develop those skills and move forward and see them doing the things that they need to do and want to do to be successful, that's when I get excited. That's when I feel like I've done a really good job with someone. And bottom line, these are lifetime skills we're teaching. And everybody's different, right? So as you're learning new things, as you're developing different skills, number one, consider whether they're skills that'll last you a lifetime or whether it's some fad. And there's a lot of that out there, unfortunately. But these core skills that are unique in their composition to each individual as far as which skills you need to develop, that's the real key to this whole process of answering the question we started out with: what skills do I need to succeed? So the second individual was actually the opposite. Very strong in the soft skills, but lacked quite a few of the hard skills necessary to take their career to the next level. So they started first developing that growth mindset. That's important because a lot of us think we have a growth mindset, but a growth mindset means you're making a commitment to lifetime learning. You're making a commitment to lifetime skill development, and there has to be action behind that. It can't just be, oh, I have a growth mindset, so yeah, I know, I like to learn. That's just talking about it, but that's not walking it. And a growth mindset is both intention and action. So we started developing that growth mindset with them, and that really allowed them to understand and accept the need to develop these hard skills, which was quite a bit outside their comfort zone. What do I mean by the hard skills here? Well, technology for one, organizational skills, project management skills. They now have been able to overcome the imbalance that they had with their soft skills, their relational skills, and they've been able to integrate and practice more of those hard skills, those technical skills. And finding this balance actually created new opportunities for this individual to thrive in their workplace and to move up the ladder. So these are both success stories. The moral to these stories is that we all need to be assessing, equipping, and aligning our growth and our skill development regularly. It's easy to stay in our comfort zone and simply leverage our strengths or what we're good at. It takes an intentional effort to choose to go outside of our comfort zone to try new things. But this is the primary pathway to greater success and satisfaction in life and in work. The more that we can increase our competency, our skills, the more we can increase our capacity to achieve the goals that we desire, and maybe even have those goals become bigger than what we thought was possible. So I have a lot of people ask me, why is it important to figure out where I am currently? Shouldn't I just jump in and develop a skill or work in a given direction and go that way? And maybe I'll get what I need out of that. Well, the problem with that is there's no good data there. There's no good insights or information to guide you through that process. So this why knowing your skills matter question really comes down to an understanding of what your current skill sets are, both hard and soft skills, because that is foundational to personal and professional growth. Hard skills like technical proficiency, industry-specific knowledge, or data analytics capabilities, those are essential for performing tasks effectively. Soft skills, communication, empathy, leadership, emotional intelligence, those enable you to interact with others effectively, build strong relationships, and adapt to new challenges. So that means more agile, more resilient. Now, you can start to see how that's important for those to be developed in parallel. We need both types of skills. We need those hard skills and we need those soft skills, because when they come together, you have a better chance of achieving what you want to achieve in life and in work. So without a clear picture of those abilities, you might actually miss opportunities for growth or for advancement. It's important to use reliable assessments to get objective, actionable insights. Why is that something I push all the time? Number one, because I know it works. If you use good, validated assessments that measure the right things, you'll have a good idea of what your skills are and what you'll be able to do. But also, and maybe even more importantly than just leveraging your strengths, it will identify significant gap areas that you could increase and really bring out the best in you. And that's what we're looking for. Assessments provide a data-driven approach and insights into your strengths, areas for improvement, and hidden opportunities. We don't always see everything in ourselves, no matter how good our self-awareness is. And that's important that we have objective ways to look at these things, like holding up a mirror and looking in a mirror and really being able to see. But instead of seeing your face in the mirror, hold up this assessment mirror and see where your skills are in these different areas. We have many different assessments we offer to the people that we work with, and I'm not going to go through all of those. You can check out our website, eqfit.org, to see what those look like. I've got some really good explanations of how to use those and what they are and what they can do for you. Here's the key things that you should consider, though, when you're doing this assessment of your skills, your competencies, where you are right now. The first place I would start is emotional intelligence, because it is the foundation of all soft skills. This offers a comprehensive look into your emotional awareness or your self-awareness, your self-regulation, your motivation, your empathy, your social skills. Those are all the things you need to really relate to other people well, to influence others, to be a good leader. These are literally leadership skills. The next I would recommend is the habit story assessment. This identifies productive and counterproductive habits which can influence your daily performance and your overall effectiveness. 43% of our daily decisions and actions are done habitually with no thought or consideration. We just do it that way because that is our habit. I want you to think about that a minute. That is approaching 50% of our decisions and actions on a daily basis. So we probably want the best and most productive habits working for us that we can have, because if we have a lot of counterproductive habits, that can create all kinds of issues and it can really hold you back from where you want to go. Another one that I would talk about is personality assessments. And here's my take on personality assessments, and I've used many, many different kinds over the years. Personality assessments are not a primary predictor of success. They measure styles and preferences in communication, work style, relatability, you know, ways that you want to organize things, do things. That's important because you want to understand where your strengths lie. You know, are you someone that is more dominant, the high D individual who's driven, bottom line, move forward? Or are you the higher I, you know, who can influence and include other people and people are really important to you? Or are you the higher S, where you're steady and you want to have this agreement with people and you want to work with people and you're caring and you're patient? Or are you the high C? Or are you the high C individual who wants facts and details and spreadsheets and wants to get everything all lined up before you present something to somebody? This is why personality is important, because when you understand that, what you have then is an understanding of how better to communicate with other people that may be of a different personality style, knowing who you are, understanding that, and then being able to understand them. And again, there's all kinds of information and free resources on my website, eqfit.org. Feel free to check that out. Now let's talk about first the power of emotional intelligence. If you're going to do an assessment, if you're going to figure out where you are, why would you do emotional intelligence? Well, number one, there is a direct correlation, and I have seen study after study, there's a direct correlation between high emotional intelligence and high success levels, period. I can show you multiple studies that show that. And you can read that in Harvard Business Review and other places as well. The power of emotional intelligence is really developing emotional intelligence skills that will improve your interpersonal relationships by enhancing empathy and understanding. You can increase adaptability and resilience, which is critical in today's world, by better managing your stress and your emotions. You can enhance your leadership capabilities. These are leadership skills. Emotional intelligence skills are leadership skills, because leadership is about influence, inspiration, encouraging. It's more of the people side than it is the technical side of what a manager does. And a manager is somebody who, did you do it? Did you do it right? Did you do it on time? Check the box. So it's very task-oriented. Management is a subset of leadership. You need those skills, but you also need to be an emotionally intelligent leader. And as a matter of fact, I've got a course coming out on that very quickly here that I'll share with you in the near future. The Art of Emotionally Intelligent Leadership with Dr. Chuck Coker and myself. So just wanted to let you know that this emotional intelligence skills and skill set has real ROI. It's going to help you foster better decision-making by integrating the emotional and the rational side of your brains. And that makes all the sense in the world. You want to have those emotions, because emotions are messages that inform you and help you make your best decisions. Neither one should be taking over the other. It shouldn't be all rational or all emotional. There has to be that balance. Emotional intelligence isn't just an added bonus here. It's foundational. Companies and individuals thriving in today's complex world recognize that EI significantly contributes to performance, productivity, and overall success. So emotional intelligence skills are the foundation of most soft skills, as we said. Next, we want to look at patterns and habits, because patterns and habits, as we've talked about, 43% of our daily actions and decisions are just done habitually. So are those helping us move toward our goal or not? Positive habits, such as consistent learning, proactive planning, effective time management, those kinds of things drive our personal growth. On the other side, on counterproductive habits, procrastination, poor communication, resistance to feedback, those things can limit our growth. So we need to reflect regularly on our behaviors and their outcomes when it comes to our habits. Which habits support our goals? Which habits hold us back? What emotional triggers lead us into these habits? That's an important question to ask. That's the pattern part that I just talked about. If you understand your patterns and what triggers you into a certain pattern, you can then create an exit point from that pattern if you want to exit. And that gives you a choice. And that generally means you're being more intentional more often. So using assessments to identify where your skills are right now, both strengths, gaps, and opportunities for development, it's critical to giving you the guidebook that you need to move forward on your skill development journey. I always like to provide you with insight, direction, action steps you can take. So let's get into this, these critical skills for growth. First, let's start with the hard skills. What are the essential hard skills that you really need to ensure that you can achieve what you want to achieve? In our world today, the first one has got to be technical or technology proficiency, understanding and utilizing software relevant to whatever you're doing, whatever your industry is, whatever your area of focus is. The second one is data analysis. Isn't it interesting? Both of these are in the IT world, so to speak. Data analysis is interpreting data to make informed decisions. Now, that doesn't have to be with a computer. You could become more observant around people like I have been for my whole life. I can observe things about people and give you a pretty clear understanding of what their personality type is and maybe some of their habits just by spending some time with them. And that's just years and years and years of practice of data analysis, taking the input I'm getting, the data that I'm getting, and making decisions out of that. And then project management is important. Now, don't limit this to a formal project management kind of approach. This is planning, organizing, and overseeing tasks and resources efficiently. So it's a much broader scale, right? And project management may seem like something that's not as applicable to you, but the reality it is, because planning, organizing, overseeing things, tasks, resources, so you can use them efficiently, those are critical. Now, on the soft skills side, what are the critical skills that you need? Number one, you've got to be able to communicate with other people. There are very, very few roles, jobs that I know of that don't involve another person. I just don't know of any that really do. So you've got to clearly convey your ideas, and then you have to be a good listener. That's communication. Communication isn't just talking. It's also listening. It is communicating, connecting with other people. The next soft skill is adaptability. Did you know that was a soft skill? Adaptability is critical. Adjusting smoothly to changes and new challenges, that is very important. Then we have a big one, leadership. Influencing, motivating, guiding others toward shared goals. Leadership, in essence, is getting things done through other people. Whether they're your direct reports or whether they are peers or whether they're people above you in the organization. Getting things done through other people is what true leadership is all about. And then, of course, we have emotional intelligence, self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, motivation, and social skills. All of those are critical to your success, both in your life and in your work. So I want to circle back for just a minute to developing a growth mindset. This is such an important part of skill development that if you don't have this growth mindset, it is going to be a chore for you to develop new skills. You have to see the reward. And that comes out of developing that growth mindset. If there is no growth mindset, it's very difficult to see the reward of developing a new skill. So cultivate that growth mindset. This mindset is characterized by openness to feedback, a commitment to lifelong learning, and resilience in facing setbacks. Those are all important as we think about this growth mindset. Becoming coachable and learning from others' experiences significantly accelerates your progress. Okay, so what does it mean to become coachable? You need to practice a level of humility, because to my knowledge, there is no one on this earth today that knows everything. And we haven't certainly experienced everything that everybody else has experienced. So the more we can learn from others, the more we are open to being coachable. Coachable doesn't mean that you're the lesser and the coach is the greater. That when I coach people, I certainly don't look at it that way. I look at it as a joint venture. I look at it as helping to bring the best out of someone, but they're the ones that have to do that work. I can't do that for them. So to foster your growth mindset, seek constructive feedback and implement actionable suggestions. Embrace challenges as opportunities to learn rather than obstacles and problems. That's a very important part of this mindset. And then regularly engage with mentors, coaches, or learning communities. Find your happy spot where you can learn, where you can grow, where you can be coachable. So where do we go from here? Well, let me give you some resources. Obviously, as I've mentioned before, there is a ton of resources on our website, eqfit.org. There's a great book by Carol Dweck called Mindset, and that is a foundational book on the importance and practice of a growth mindset. You can check out one of my strategic partners, lifethrive.com, Dr. Chuck Coker. He has a wealth of free and paid resources, including the Life Thrive University, which is a robust online course offering. Also, I would highly recommend checking out his new book, Are You Coachable? The Science of a Growth Mindset. So I just want to share some of those things. And why do I share resources that are close to me? Because I trust them. I know my work. I know what I've done. I know where my heart is. I know what I can do for people. The people that I work with see anywhere from a 7 to a 28% return on investment, meaning every dollar they spend with me, they're going to get a minimum of $7 in return. That's why I know our things work, because there is actual numbers to prove that. And this is not a sales pitch. It's just simply, why am I sharing certain resources versus others? Because I know they work, and because I know there's a ton of noise out there in the atmosphere about all of this personal and professional development and what you should do, and oh, you should follow this guy or that guy or this person or that person. No, you need to do you. And that's why the process that we've talked about today is so important. Assess where you are today, then equip yourself in the way that is custom to you out of the great data that you've got out of the assessments, and then align all of that with your goals so you achieve what you want to achieve. So where do you go from here? Identify, develop those skills, develop that growth mindset. When you have that clarity and those data-driven insights, and when you have a solid growth mindset, you will confidently achieve your life and career goals. I truly believe that. And if there's anything I can do to help you on that pathway, please feel free to reach out. Love to talk to you. info@eqfit.org. Welcome to the EQFit podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us.